This episode is brought to you by IVP. In a world that often demands more from us than we can give, managing stress isn't just beneficial, it's essential. In her book, Radical Relaxation, holistic nurse educator and wellness consultant Tracy Braylock provides a pathway to healing from stress through embracing principles of holistic wellness, intentional relaxation, and biblical wisdom. Drawing from the teachings of Jesus in the Gospel of John, Braylock equips readers to navigate pressure with grace and resilience. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Radical Relaxation for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com.
This is IVP.
Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by Inner Varsity Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Deuteronomy chapter 33 through Deuteronomy chapter 34. Deuteronomy chapter 33, Introduction to the Blessings of Moses, a historical review. This is the blessing Moses, the man of God, pronounced upon the Israelites before his death. He said, "The Lord came from Sinai and revealed himself to Israel. From Seir, he appeared in splendor, from Mount Paran, and came forth with 10,000 holy ones. With his right hand he gave a fiery law to them. Surely he loves the people. All your holy ones are in your power, and they sit at your feet, each receiving your words. Moses delivered to us a law, an inheritance for the assembly of Jacob. The Lord was king over Jeshurun, when the leaders of the people assembled the tribes of Israel together. Blessing on Reuben. May Reuben live and not die. May his people multiply. Blessing on Judah. And this is the blessing to Judah. He said, "Listen, O Lord, to Judah's voice, and bring him to his people. May his power be great, and may you help him against his foes." Blessing on Levi. Of Levi, he said, "Your Thummim and Urim belong to your godly one, whose authority you challenge at Massah, and with whom you argued at the waters of Meribah." He said to his father and mother, "I have not seen him," and he did not acknowledge his own brothers or know his own children. For they kept your word and guarded your covenant. They will teach Jacob your ordinances and Israel your law. They will offer incense as a pleasant odor and a whole offering on your altar. Bless, O Lord, his goods and be pleased with his efforts. Undercut the legs of any who attack him and those who hate him so that they cannot stand. Blessing on Benjamin. Of Benjamin, he said, "The beloved of the Lord will live safely by him. He protects him all the time, and the Lord places him on his chest." Blessing on Joseph. Of Joseph, he said, "May the Lord bless his land with the harvest produced by the sky, by the dew, and by the depths crouching beneath, with the harvest produced by the daylight and by the moonlight, with the best of the ancient mountains, and the harvest produced by the age-old hills, with the harvest of the earth in its fullness, and the pleasure of him who resides in the burning bush. May blessing rest on Joseph's head, and on the top of the head of the one set apart from his brothers. May the firstborn of his bull bring him honor, and may his horns be those of a wild ox. With them may he gore all peoples, all the far reaches of the earth. They are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh." Blessing on Zebulun and Issachar. Of Zebulun, he said, "Rejoice, Zebulun, when you go outside, and Issachar, when you are in your tents. They will summon peoples to the mountain. There they will sacrifice proper sacrifices, for they will enjoy the abundance of the seas and the hidden treasures of the shores. Blessing on Gad. Of Gad, he said, blessed be the one who enlarges Gad. Like a lioness he will dwell. He will tear at an arm, indeed a scalp. He has selected the best part for himself, for the portion of the ruler is set aside there. He came with the leaders of the people. He obeyed the righteous laws of the Lord and his ordinances with Israel. Blessing on Dan. Of Dan, he said, Dan is a lion's cub. He will leap forth from Bashan. Blessing on Naphtali. Of Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, overflowing with favor and full of the Lord's blessing, possess the west and south. Blessing on Asher. Of Asher, he said, Asher is blessed with children. May he be favored by his brothers, and may he dip his foot in olive oil. The bars of your gates will be made of iron and bronze, and may you have lifelong strength. General praise and blessing. There is no one like God, O Jeshurun, who rides through the sky to help you on the clouds in majesty. The everlasting God is a refuge, and underneath you are his eternal arms. He has driven out enemies before you and has said, destroy. Israel lives in safety. The fountain of Jacob is quite secure, and the land of grain and new wine, indeed, its heavens rain down dew. You have joy, Israel. Who is like you? You are a people delivered by the Lord, your protective shield and your exalted sword. May your enemies cringe before you. May you trample on their backs. Deuteronomy chapter 34. The death of Moses. Then Moses ascended from the Rift Valley plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the summit of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho. The Lord showed him the whole land, Gilead to Dan, and all of Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the distant sea, the Negev, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of date palm trees as far as Zoar. Then the Lord said to him, this is the land I promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob when I said, I will give it to your descendants. I have let you see it, but you will not cross over there. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, as the Lord had said. He buried him in the valley in the land of Moab, near Beth Peor. But no one knows his exact burial place to this very day. Moses was 120 years old when he died, but his eye was not dull, nor had his vitality departed. The Israelites mourned for Moses in the Rift Valley plains of Moab for 30 days. Then the days of mourning for Moses ended. An epitaph for Moses. Now Joshua, son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom. For Moses had placed his hands on him, and the Israelites listened to him and did just what the Lord had commanded Moses. No prophet ever again arose in Israel like Moses, who knew the Lord face to face. He did all the signs and wonders the Lord had sent him to do in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh, all his servants, and the whole land. And he displayed great power and awesome might in view of all Israel. Joshua chapter 1. The Lord commissions Joshua. After Moses, the Lord's servant, died, the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Get ready. Cross the Jordan River. Lead these people into the land that I am ready to hand over to them. I am handing over to you every place you set foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert in the south to Lebanon in the north. It will extend all the way to the great river Euphrates in the east, including all Syria, and all the way to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to resist you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not abandon you or leave you alone. Be strong and brave. You must lead these people in the conquest of this land that I solemnly promised their ancestors I would hand over to them. Make sure you are very strong and brave. Carefully obey all the law my servant Moses charged you to keep. Do not swerve from it to the right or to the left, so that you may be successful in all you do. This law scroll must not leave your lips. You must memorize it day and night, so you can carefully obey all that is written in it. Then you will prosper and be successful. I repeat, be strong and brave. Don't be afraid and don't panic, for I, the Lord your God, am with you in all you do. Joshua prepares for the invasion. Joshua instructed the leaders of the people, go through the camp and command the people, prepare your supplies, for within 3 days you will cross the Jordan River and begin the conquest of the land the Lord your God is ready to hand over to you.
Joshua told the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, "Remember what Moses, the Lord's servant, commanded you. The Lord your God is giving you a place to settle and is handing this land over to you. Your wives, children, and cattle may stay in the land that Moses assigned to you east of the Jordan River. But all of your warriors must cross over, armed for battle, ahead of your brothers. You must help them until the Lord gives your brothers a place like yours to settle, and they conquer the land the Lord your God is ready to hand over to them. Then you may go back to your allotted land and occupy the land Moses, the Lord's servant, assigned you east of the Jordan." They told Joshua, "We will do everything you say. We will go wherever you send us. Just as we obeyed Moses, so we will obey you. But may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Any man who rebels against what you say and does not obey all your commands will be executed. But be strong and brave."
Your word is true.
New Testament reading. Matthew chapter 16, verses 5 through 20. The yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees. When the disciples went to the other side, they forgot to take bread. "Watch out," Jesus said to them. "Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees." So they began to discuss this among themselves, saying, "It is because we brought no bread." When Jesus learned of this, he said, "You who have such little faith, why are you arguing among yourselves about having no bread? Do you still not understand? Don't you remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up? Or the 7 loaves for the 4,000 and how many baskets you took up? How could you not understand that I was not speaking to you about bread? But beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Then they understood that he had not told them to be on guard against the yeast in bread, but against the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Peter's Confession. When Jesus came to the area of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They answered, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "You are blessed, Simon, son of Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you release on earth will have been released in heaven." Then he instructed his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Christ. Mark chapter 8, verses 22 through 30. Two-stage healing. Then they came to Bethsaida. They brought a blind man to Jesus and asked him to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and brought him outside of the village. Then he spit on his eyes, placed his hands on his eyes, and asked, "Do you see anything?" Regaining his sight, he said, "I see people, but they look like trees walking." Then Jesus placed his hands on the man's eyes again, and he opened his eyes. His sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home, saying, "Do not even go into the village." Peter's Confession. Then Jesus and his disciples went to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They said, "John the Baptist. Others say Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets." He asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Christ." Then he warned them not to tell anyone about him. Luke chapter 9, verses 18 through 20. Peter's Confession. Once when Jesus was praying by himself and his disciples were nearby, he asked them, "Who do the crowd say that I am?" They answered, "John the Baptist. Others say Elijah, and still others that one of the prophets of long ago has risen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered, "The Christ of God." This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. God, thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you, O God, for the blessings written therein, O God. The warnings and exhortations, O God. Well, and exaltations. Lord, thank you. Thank you, O God, for just the testimony of your wonder-working power. Thank you for the blessings, O God, that you leave, O God. Just hearing the blessings, O God, that you poured out over the 12 tribes of Israel, O Lord God, is such a blessing, O Lord God. And in the ways that even elders, O God, can pronounce blessings over us, O God, and as they go on to glory, O God, as they go on, as they pass the torch, O Lord God, I thank you, O God, for that picture, O God, of transfer of power, O God, in going on to the next generation and the way that
Joshua, oh God, was Moses' assistant, oh God, and he was to lead the people into the promised land, oh God, because Moses could not enter, oh God. But I thank you that although he was not able to enter, oh God, and was disqualified from entering, I thank you, oh God, that you still called him, oh Lord God, and that he was still a great, great prophet. Thank you. Thank you for that testimony, oh God, that we're not defined, oh God, by our failures and our failings, oh God, that we are more than the worst thing that we've done, oh God, as Brian Stevenson has said in the past, God. Oh, we just thank you for that, Lord God, that you, oh Lord God, still have so much, oh God, for us. Thank you, oh God, for your word, oh Lord God, where this question, oh God, that Jesus posed to the disciples, who do you say that I am? That is the question still. That is still the question, right? That we all must answer, oh God. We all must answer. God willing, we answer that and echo the response, oh God, of Peter. You are Christ, the Son of God. You are the Christ. Oh, that we would answer, oh God, while it is still today, that we would answer, oh Lord God, with conviction, oh God, that we would answer that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, true God and true man, that we, oh Lord God, would be able to say that, oh Lord God, not because we're just so wise or so smart or better than anybody else, but as a result of your grace, oh God, as a result of your grace and your mercy, that we're able to rightly confess and profess that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, Son of the living God. God, I thank you. Help us to be able to answer that, oh Lord God, while we are here, oh Lord God, before it's too late, oh Lord, because every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord, oh God. And I pray that we would do it by grace, oh Lord God, and not by force on the day of judgment. I pray this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen. We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.